This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for January 25th. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Supreme Court has notified Rockland County, New York, that it will not consider an appeal of a lower court ruling denying the county's challenge of a new FAA airspace plan that would increase overflights of the county. Space station crews now have much more direct internet access. Expedition 22 flight engineer Timothy Kramer has now sent the first tweet from space that didn't have to be relayed by a ground worker. Bushwhacker Aircraft Company debuted its Bush Cub Sportsman, an LSA inspired by the Super Cub, at Sebring. The new plane should be ready for first deliveries by Oshkosh. The Spirit of Flight Center near Denver is nearing the end of a complete restoration of a historic Cessna L-19 bird dog, but needs additional donations to overcome an extreme case of bad luck. AFP News reports the Airbus A400M military transport is $7 billion over budget, and EADS wants $6 billion of that from its development partners. Aircel says its ability to raise $176 million during a recession is an endorsement of the business model for its GoGo in-flight Wi-Fi service. Aspen Avionics says EASA has granted an STC for installation of the EFD-1000 primary flight display in Cessna 172, 175, 177, and 182 series aircraft. NASA is now set up to take proposals via the internet for loans to museums of space artifacts from the shuttles, the Hubble Space Telescope, and the Apollo, Mercury, and Gemini programs. And the A320 that held together for the passengers of Flight 1549 during the Miracle on the Hudson will be auctioned for salvage on March 27th. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves clears up the difference between pressure altitude and density altitude. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.